It is a time-honored summer event, and, well, so time-honored, it's been happening for the last 58 years. It is the Our Lady of Peace Retreat Family Barbecue, and it's coming up on August 1st. Well, the sisters, with all of the COVID restrictions being changed and lifted, well, they've got a great day planned for you, and Sister Anne Marie Warren and Sister Maria Benedicta are with me today to give us all of the details. Good morning, sisters. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, we're happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, Sister Anne Marie, tell us, how quickly have you had to make plans, cancel plans, and then remake the plans again?
It's been amazing. Actually, since March is when we decided we will do it. Last year, we didn't have our barbecue, and this year we wanted to because we know the people like it, we like the people, and we want to keep joining each other. We started in March. Actually, it was going to be just a drive-through. Mm-hmm. But then when restrictions started lifting up a little bit, we thought it'd be better, and we wanted to allow people to sit on our grounds. So we now have it as a takeout. People can come and get their meal and take it home, or we'll have tables set up on our backyard under all the trees, and they can eat their meal there. We're not going to have our normal games for kids or the Franciscan walk, but we will have music, and of course the sisters will be there, and we're all looking forward for everybody to coming again.
Well, I think many people in the area are looking forward to that. Sister Maria Benedicta, now what's going to be options for food? Because that's what everybody wants to know. If they are coming for a barbecue, what's going to be on the menu?
Well, we have hamburgers. We have grilled chicken. We have pulled pork, which has always been a favorite. And I think we have desserts, too. I'm not sure about that yet.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Even though you won't have the typical games, you're going to have some wonderful music, and lots of people, though, look forward to the event. Sister Anne Marie, about how many meals do you have to plan for and get ready for the event?
We're planning for about 800 meals. Our average on a regular barbecue is between 900 and 1,000. So we're hoping that people will come out and enjoy the time and support the ministry here. It's kind of a big guess. We have no idea. So we might have a lot of leftovers, but it would be so awesome if we ran out of food.
Sister Anne Marie, can you tell me, maybe share with me a little bit about how important it is for not just our Catholic community, but for the broader community here in Beaverton and in the Portland metro area and just really all around our area, why it's so important, especially coming out of these COVID, year and a half, what it means to be able to come together again, especially for you and the sisters there at Our Lady of Peace.
It means a lot to all the sisters and to our neighbors. We have always kept the barbecue as a neighbor-friendly, family-friendly event. It never gets thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, but we get enough to help to continue the upgrade and the grounds and the building of the retreat house. Our main emphasis is to have a nice time with each other, to get friends together, to meet new friends, to have a special spirit of friendship, to have a special spirit of union, to have a special spirit of community, so we can bring people together, so we can have a good time and know that while they're there, hopefully they're feeling blessed. The grounds are very blessed. They're beautiful. They can walk around the grounds. They can visit with the sisters. We're not going to have the gift store open this year, but they can know about it and maybe they can come back. So again, the overall is to bring people together to share joy and the love of God.
Oh, absolutely. Sister Anne Marie Warren and Sister Maria Benedicta from Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton joining me today to give us all of the details on their 58th annual family barbecue. Sister Maria Benedicta, so if people want to attend, what do they need to do? Are there advance tickets they need to purchase? They need to tell you what they want to have so you can get ready? Or will you just be ready for whatever happens?
Well, I think they have... They can order what they want. They have a menu, and they can order from there. Somebody will take care of that. We have a lot of volunteers that are putting things together, and we're very grateful for them.
If I can add, we have full meals of the chicken and the pulled pork. And the full meal has coleslaw and beans and corn. And the half a chicken is just delicious. And then you have pulled pork. But we also have a simple, what we call a value meal, which is a pulled pork sandwich and chips and a hamburger and chips.
Perfect. And then is there also the typical raffle? I know you don't have all of your regular games, but I think there's going to be a raffle maybe.
We sure do. We have our sweepstakes tickets coming out, and they're out already, and people can buy them if they would like already on hand, or they can also buy them there. And so the prizes for the sweepstakes tickets is the first prize is $1,000. The second prize is $750. And the third prize is $250. So it's a really great bargain, and we will be pulling the tickets at 3 o'clock p.m. Actually, the time of Divine Mercy is when the winner is going to be announced.
Oh, it's going to be such a wonderful day. As happy as you are to welcome the community back to Our Lady of Peace, the community is really excited to be able to see all of your wonderful and smiling faces. Sister Anne-Marie, I don't want to let you go yet until we do have just a moment to just maybe remind people about the upcoming summer education retreat. We've been talking about it over the last few weeks here at Mater Dei Radio, but just remind our listeners what's coming up next week.
Right. Beginning Monday morning, we have our Institute in Catholic Teaching. Dr. Anthony Lillis will be speaking. Father John Marshall will be speaking. And Julie.
Julian Durko, yes.
And also our famous and friendly Dina Marie has an evening lecture. So it's going to be a wonderful time. It's nice if you sign up early, but especially for the evening lectures, you can just come on in. And that begins at 7:15. Mm-hmm. And so what is a wonderful time? Just call Our Lady of Peace Retreat at 503-649-7127 and ask for Sister Maria Benedicta. She's running the show, and it's going to be a wonderful time this year.
Sister Maria Benedicta, we are very excited, and again, to have the event and being able to have people back at Our Lady of Peace Retreat.
It's wonderful. Wonderful.
We are too. We are so blessed. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we are all blessed by your presence here in the Portland area. Sister Anne-Marie Warren, before we go today, will you end us in a prayer?
I'd be happy to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, bless all who are listening to this message of peace and joy, to learn about our barbecue, to learn about our institute, and bless all those here at Mater Dei who provide this awesome ministry to spread the word, the peace, and the joy of Christ. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And again, that is Sister Anne-Marie Warren and Sister Maria Benedicta from Our Lady of Peace Retreat. I will be sure to add links to where you can find information about the Summer Institute and, of course, that annual family barbecue. You're going to find the links on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.